This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Jay Horowitz, the very, very special edition of Amazing Mets Alumni Podcast. My special guest is Kim Ng, GM of the Marlins. And 2 years ago, she became the first woman to be the GM of a major sport in North America. I don't. You ever play for the Mets? No, right?
No, never played for the Mets.
I thought I was slipping. Kim, I missed it? No. Yeah. But a little birdie told me you were a pretty good tennis player.
I used to be a pretty good tennis player, and then I became a baseball executive.
You gave up tennis for?
I didn't give it up, but obviously I don't get to play too often.
Yeah. We have some mutual friends who I think were helped too. Your career helped me in my career. First is Terry Collins.
Yeah.
Terry, you were with Dodgers. How many years were you with the Dodgers with you?
I was there 10 years.
Yeah. I still speak to him two or three times a month. And, you know, I know you and Terry are still pretty close friends.
We are. Terry and I were at the Dodgers together. Terry was our field coordinator and then our farm director. He was a candidate to be our manager. We go back a long ways, and you know, he's one of the guys in this business who, you know, has really been instrumental for me in my career and learning about baseball, understanding things, particularly from, at the time, he was a minor league director, learning that whole sector of the business. So he was really instrumental for me.
So we used to walk door lock, and we ever used to see what happened in the game, and with Terry, when he didn't really get to all the questions, I would stand in the back of the room waving, Terry, and he used to say to me one time, the puppy dog wants me to answer something. That was me. And one of the local papers thought that I was feuding with Terry. He said, Terry's one of my best friends, but that's the way he is. He was, the press loved him here.
The minor league players loved him. Yeah, and obviously that was my interaction with him, was around those minor league guys. And Terry was one of those guys that, the players, they loved him and they hated him.
Right.
And I think that's actually a compliment. It doesn't sound like a compliment, but it really is a compliment.
Did you see the film when he got kicked out, when Syndergaard threw it at Estes or something, and Tom Hallion went out there and Terry was dropping F bombs all over the place. He got more hits on social media than that. I mean, now the Mets fans loved him again.
He can go viral.
Yeah, he can.
That is his personality.
The other guy, Joe Torre, had a couple of stops with Joe. He was my first manager.
Oh,
in 1980.
I know that.
Every time I see him, he says, "You got me fired, Jay." No, Joe, I didn't do that. That wasn't my fault. On my first road trip to Montreal, he took me to a Thai store on St. Catherine's Boulevard. Five of the ugliest ties you ever want to see. I had to wear them every 5 days in a row. But I still talk to him. We have an old timers game at the end of August. He's going to be there. What did Joe mean to you, Kim?
Well, actually, Joe and I were together three different stops. The Yankees, the Dodgers, and then Major League Baseball has also been one of the more instrumental people in my career. He has taught me a ton about the game. I think one of the things that I've learned most from Joe is patience. Joe just had a great way with the players, understood their mindset, and knew what it took. So just one of those guys who was there for me at different stops. And it was always that calm figure in my life. Sometimes things can get a little hectic and chaotic and stressful, and he was just always there as that, that presence who was the calming figure.
Another guy, we same interaction, Ned Colletti, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I
Not so calm.
No, I started in 1980 as a PR guy. I started with Ed Wade. He went on to be the general manager of Phillies. Ned, Dodgers, Cubs. I still have the same cockamamie job I did 42 years ago. What did I do wrong? These guys became GMs.
Yeah, but then they got fired, so they did something right.
you talked about patience, okay? Number five interviews before the Marlins job. It didn't work out. Did you ever get to the point where you say, this is not going to happen for me?
Jay, it was way more than five.
It was more than five?
Way more than five. Did I ever? Yeah, I think after every interview I got like that. Yeah, I think, you know, you have all kinds of crazy things running in your head. You know, incredibly frustrating. You know, became downtrodden, you know, really, disappointed. Especially, you know, a lot of those things were just so public, you know, so. But, you know, look, I think after a few days, you know, maybe a week, you understand where you are, and that is, you know, I had great jobs at the time, and I was just incredibly fortunate to be in the business, to have gotten where I've gotten. And, you just brush yourself off and, you know, and life goes on. You know, had I ever, you know, quit the idea of it every once in a while, but it was, you know, just something that you still in the back of your mind aspire to. And lucky it was, you know, somebody that I knew, you know, from my past that gave me the opportunity.
I knew you were very friendly with Omar, right? He always talks to you, and you know, the good friend, and, you know, I know he would always talk you up anytime we spoke, and I can't believe she didn't get this job or that job, and you still keep talking to him at all?
Yeah, he actually texted me. He said he's going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
We definitely keep in touch. Yeah.
So you grew up in Queens, right?
Close by. I did.
Were you a Met fan or a Yankee fan?
I will claim the fifth.
You claim the fifth? I got it. And tell me about your stickball prowess.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I was actually pretty good hand-eye coordination. So, as you mentioned, yeah, I was a pretty good tennis player. I played stickball here in the streets of Queens, through my childhood. I eventually went on to go play softball in high school, actually tennis and softball in high school, and then went on to play college softball as well. So stickball is really my foundation and got me going.
Kim, how much pressure do you have on your shoulders? I remember watching the press conference in November of 20, MLB Network, all the network, because of your local ties. I mean, when you, a couple of days, I mean, was there a lot of pressure in the beginning or did, you know?
You know, Jay, I think every day there's pressure. And I will say that some days you feel it a lot more than others. You know, and there's different types of pressure, right? There's the pressure of just being a general manager and knowing where your club is and, you know, the goals that you set for yourself and for the club at the beginning of the year and trying to meet those goals. But then I think, you know, probably the pressure I was talking about in the press conference was the pressure of being the first woman, of being a woman, period, in this business and at the helm. And I think the reference that I made was I felt, you know, 1,000 pounds of pressure go from the left shoulder to the right shoulder, you know, and the left shoulder was actually getting to the position, and then the right shoulder is now actually doing a good job where, you know, I do think that there are a lot of eyes on me and making sure or just watching to see if I can do a good job. And that's the pressure that I feel, you know, ultimately, you know, I hope to do as good a job as I can and make the playoffs and, you know, bring the Marlins to, you know, to success.
I mean, every day in the papers now, there seems to be another breakthrough for women. You know, Rachel McAvick, the owner, the manager of the Yankees, Kelsey Whitmore playing in the minor leagues. In today's paper, the Raiders named the first black woman to head the be the president of the Raiders. Do you follow that really closely to see strides in other areas?
I try and stay pretty tied to it. I can tell you that I'm just so proud of these women, you know, that have reached these levels, you know, in the last several years, you know, and really feel like it's time. And I'm just so glad that they're getting their due. You know, they've worked hard their entire careers. They've worked hard to break down barriers and to overcome obstacles and preconceived notions and, you know, have probably had to be, you know, five times as prepared as the guys in their, you know, various disciplines. But, you know, just couldn't be any prouder of them.
And do you think that you're training, you know, with the Yankees, you know, 4 years, three rings, not bad. Did being around the media, did that help you in any way adjust to your role with the Marlins?
You know, what helped me was watching a pro like Brian Cashman. Yeah. Brian was just incredibly adept with the media. You know, I'd watch him prepare. I'd watch him actually speak to the media, you know, and I thought the one thing that, you know, Brian just did really well was just, you know, he was relatable. He was relatable. He was as honest as he could be. And when he couldn't answer a question, he would just say that. I can't really answer that. So I think, you know, his humbleness has helped him to navigate the New York media.
And you more than paid. You were really with the White Sox with 20 years to 11, and you left to go with Joe. So you were with Joe a long time, then 8-9 years with the commissioner's office.
Yeah.
After you're there, when the call finally came, did you step down? So you're hoping to yourself this would be the final call?
You mean when the Marlins
yes,
called?
Yes, yeah, when the Marlins.
I'm not sure if I necessarily thought that. You know, I thought I could be traveling down a road that I had traveled before, you know, just in terms of the interview process. You know, and I think that's part of the defense mechanism that you put up after so many times of interviewing. But, you know, I think as the discussions and the conversations wore on, you know, with Derek, that I started to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Who was the first person you called? I mean, when you got the call,
I called Joe.
You called Joe?
I did. I would have called my mother,
yeah.
But I wanted to tell her in person so I could see her face.
You know, we had another, I don't know if you remember her name, kind of a trailblazer in my profession, PR. Shannon Ford worked for me did you have, you know, she, when we hired her in 1994, women in PR was really, you know, was an anomaly. And she worked for 22 years. The players loved her. She was a professional. She worked at All-Star Games. And did you have any interactions with her through the years?
I didn't. I knew of her, but I really didn't know her. But I've heard such wonderful things about her.
Yeah, we have a plaque in the press room. You know, your name, when you take the job, it's your second year. When you make calls, people know who you are. That's not, I mean, the identity is there, right? There's no, you don't have to just say, I'm Kim Meng from the Marlins. I mean,
you mean with other GMs?
Yeah, but
no,
your visibility is there.
No,
right?
they all know who I am. You know?
What's been the biggest prize or biggest problem or
The biggest problem, I would say getting on a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah.
We put a couple of sixes together this year, but I could go for a 10. No, you know, I think one of the toughest things is to watch your club every day and you know, think that they can do better,
right?
Like they're not quite fulfilling that potential, and then having to sit there in your seat and not be able to do anything about it, really. You know, it's... Yeah, one of those things. It's kind of tough, but you know, you get through it.
Are you a walker like Sandy Olsen comes from the Billy Bean school? He never stays around. He walks around the stadium. Do you do that? Do you stay put in your seat or?
No, I'm probably not as agitated as that. You know, I stay in one place. I like being home because then I can scream at the TV.
And nobody hears you.
And nobody hears me. But no, when I'm in public, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I stay in one place generally.
I saw something on Instagram today. The MLB is going to have a first ever women's tournament in the Jackie Robinson facility in Vero Beach.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, what they did, I mean, I think they want to invite high school kids from all around the country. I mean, since your appointment, I mean, things have just blossomed all through MLB. You think it was an awakening for a lot of people that,
So take me out of the equation.
Right.
I think the idea that this happened, I do think it was an awakening. And I think people saw just how much incredible press it got.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, people started to understand, you know, and started to understand just how big this is and why there should really not be the obstacles that exist. And so I think everyone has, their eyes have been opened. I think they're on the bandwagon. And, you know, they just want to be a part of this movement, which I think is tremendous.
Do you think when the day comes, it's not Kim Meng, the first woman, but just Kim Meng?
A general manager.
General manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know. Do you still keep in touch with Brian and those guys?
I do. Yeah. Actually, I talked to Brian about a week ago. Yeah. Well, it's almost trading deadline. Yeah. Well, it is trading deadline month. So
I was good friends with Gene Afterman. We got Nomo, and I was in Boston walking the Freedom Trail when she called. Well, Nomo's yours, and we did the press conference on the roof in Fenway Park, and one of the writers gave the number out to all the papers in Japan. And we were bombarded with about 9 million calls. None of our writers could get through. But Jean lives in California. She's not here.
That's right. She's living in California, but I think COVID taught us that you don't necessarily have to be there. So I know that her voice definitely rings in that office.
What do you remember about growing up in New Jersey? I'm a New Jersey person, too.
Okay.
When you got your training, that... Who gave you your love of sports? Your mother, your father?
Both. You know, and I can tell you, my grandfather was a big tennis player. Came from a fun tennis family, and then my dad was just loved all sports and grew up playing a lot when I was a kid.
You know, one thing Terry told me, I got sad at Woods. He said, Kim's a connoisseur of wine. I mean,
that is not true.
No.
My husband.
Oh, okay. I screwed that up. I'm sorry.
No. So my husband owns a wine company called Silas Wines. I am the benefactor
of the wine.
Of him being a connoisseur. I just know what I like. He knows what I like.
Yeah.
So
I'm partial to egg creams, Kim. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. I've been a fan from long distance. I'm glad you got where you're going, and wish you nothing but the best, Kim.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. It's great to see you.
Okay. Are you sure you didn't play for the Mets, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I thought I missed something in my record books. Okay. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate
it. All right. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.